for he had been through the rigors of the seminary, and that particular lesson was an easy one for a man of his type. But the girls never, never mentioned that secret activity which set them apart, demeaned them. Try as he would, he could not prevent the scorching tide from diffusing up under his skin. Father Rafe de Bricassart sat with his face turned away behind his hand and writhed through the humiliation of his first blush. But this wasn't helping his Maggie. When he was sure the color had subsided, he got to his feet, picked her up, and sat her on a flat-topped marble pedestal where her face and his were level. "Maggie, look at me. No, look at me." She raised hunted eyes and saw that he was smiling. An immeasurable contentment filled her soul at once. He would not smile so if she were dying. She knew very well how much she meant to him, for he had never concealed it. "Maggie, you're not dying, and you haven't got cancer. It isn't my place to tell you what's the matter, but I think I had better. Your mother should have told you years ago, prepared you, and why she didn't is beyond me." He looked up at the inscrutable marble angel above him and gave a peculiar half-strangled laugh. "Dear Jesus, the things thou givest me to do!" Then, to the waiting Maggie, "In years to come, as you grow older and learn more about the ways of the world, you might be tempted to remember today with embarrassment, even shame. But don't remember today like that, Maggie. There's absolutely nothing shameful or embarrassing about it. In this, as in everything I do, I am simply the instrument of our Lord. It is my only function on this earth. I must admit no other. You are very frightened. You needed help, and our Lord has sent you that help in my person. Remember that alone, Maggie. I am our Lord's priest, and I speak in his name." "You're only doing what all women do, Maggie. Once a month for several days you'll pass blood. It starts usually around 12 or 13 years of age. How old are you, as much as that?"
"I'm 15, Father."
15? You?" He shook his head, only half believing her. "Well, if you say you are, I'll have to take your word for it. In which case, you're later than most girls.